Third pack of Nemai Mishnah Beis. Avoitza lasam ala yorek lahokim masoi loyashli achi yaser. Person has a whole load of vegetables and wants to get rid of some of the whole bunch of lettuce, for example. He wants to get rid of some of the leaves to make it a little bit lighter on himself. He still has to take off miser from that which he's throwing out, because these are edible produce, and the concern that an Amaras will pick it up and he will not take off miser from it. So there's a general rule that if I have produce by myself, I cannot give it over to somebody else unless I took off miser first. So there shouldn't be a mixture. Halokiach yorek min ashuk v'nimlach lahachzeh v'yachzeh ashi yaseh she'en l'chus ha'elaminyan. This is a very big chiddush. The person was going in the shuk, or in the store, shopping, and he picked up a certain amount of vegetables to buy, and then he changed his mind, he didn't want to buy it. So it says that since he picked it up, he did a kinyan, and it's his. Because we're talking about something that the price is already there, so it's something that he did a kinyan, and the price was there, he knew exactly how much he's getting. Therefore, if he wants to put it back, he can't put it back, because once it's his, he can't return it till he takes off Chumas and Mises. In other words, this is an interesting halacha, that if a person bought something that was usur, and he's not allowed to if he actually bought it, and he's not allowed to return it to the store, because he may be mashal other people. So, Hoya Oymer V'lokeach, who was just standing by the vegetables, and he was intending to buy something, then he saw something nicer, he could give it back. He was talking about a case where he didn't make a kinyan, he didn't make the kinyan. Yeah, once again, we're talking about something which had a clear-cut price, and therefore it's kind of bad book. In situations where the price is not clear, or something has to be weighed, and nowadays, generally in shopping stores, you're not going there till you pick it up at the end when they weigh it and they can make the price by the cash register. So you are allowed to change your mind when you turn things. But once again, if you brought something home and then you see that there's some problem with it, or the tumors and mices weren't taken from it, you wouldn't be allowed to return it. So you take over the tumors and mices.